The Bishops of Ireland have released a statement publicly apologising to victims of clerical sex abuse for what they term as a failure of moral leadership. Emma McCarthy has this report.
The statement was released after the first full day of the Bishops' Winter General Meeting and comes almost 2 weeks after the publication of the Murphy Report into allegations of child sex abuse in the Dublin Archdiocese. Since its release, a wave of protests and public outrage has swept the Church in Ireland. The normal business of the general meeting was suspended so the bishops could give their full attention to the Commission of Investigation report. In their statement, the bishops write that they apologise to all those who were abused by priests as children, their families, and to all people who feel rightly outraged and let down by the failure of moral leadership and accountability that emerges from the report. The bishops express their shock and shame at the scale and depravity of abuse described in the report and the extent to which child sexual abuse was covered up in the Archdiocese of Dublin. The bishops add that they recognise that this indicates a culture that was widespread in the Church in Ireland. The avoidance of scandal, the preservation of the reputations of individuals and of the Church, took precedence over the safety and welfare of children. This, they say, should never have happened and must never be allowed to happen again. The bishops conclude by humbly asking for forgiveness. The report raises very important issues for the Church in Ireland, including the functioning of the Bishops' Conference and how the lay faithful can be more effectively involved in the life of the Church. Cardinal Sean Brady, Primate of Ireland, and Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin have been called to the Vatican by Pope Benedict XVI to allow the Pope to be briefed and evaluate the painful situation of the Church in the country following the publication of the report. They will meet with Pope Benedict on Friday. I'm Emer McCarthy.